All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Any moment now, there's going to be a fierce outbreak of Scott.
This is Buster Blood Vessel from Bad Manners.
Hey, what's up? This is Amy from the Inner Rockman.
Hey, Safe from Mustard Blood.
Hi there, you wonderful star listeners. I'm calling Black.
Hey, this is Roger from Less Than Jake.
Hey, hey, this is Dan Vitale, singer of Bim Scala Bim and Steady Earnest.
Hey, guys, this is Steve from the Resonators.
Hey, this is Dan P. Hey, everybody, can I get an oh yeah?
Oh yeah!
How you guys doing? This is Chuck Robertson from the Mad Caddies. You're listening to Mr. Beefy.
had a solution. Look in the mirror, search in the mirror. My desperation, my desperation, my thoughts are killing me.
Good evening and welcome to yet another edition of the greatest Sky Radio show on the planet. Yes, it's that time of the week again. Time for another edition of Sky Nation Radio with Beefy. Before we get going, I've got a little bit of an announcement to make. For those of you people that join me live and listen online, if you come on a little bit early, you may listen to George and the Greek show that precedes this show. Unfortunately, a bit of sad news with George last week. He's passed away. He had a bit of a stroke and unfortunately didn't quite make it. So our thoughts and condolences go out to George and his family. I've been following George ever since we changed time slots. Probably 3 or 4 years now, I reckon. Yeah, a bit of a sad and surprise bit of news as well, because obviously George wasn't in the studio last week. His show got replaced with a special edition show anyway, but come through as a bit of a shock that George is no longer with us. So, like I said, our thoughts and condolences go to George's family, and a bit of a sad bit of news from my point of view, because I've been coming into the studio and seeing George every week for the past couple of years. So a bit unfortunate that. So just take a minute to realize that life is short. Alrighty. Like I said, you are tuned in to Sky Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one Sky Radio show. A couple of weeks ago, we took a dive into Swedish Ska? I can't quite remember what. There was a new compilation that had come out. Oh, it was Dutch Ska, I think. It was the, what was the name of that? I'm just looking at my records here and I can't seem to find it. Anyway, it was a Dutch compilation and I thought, yeah, we'll do another one. And we ended up going to Brazil. We dived into Brazilian Ska. And this week I found a Italian Ska compilation from 2002. Quite simply, let's Ska. The first track you heard was from Pergiana Jones out of Turin, Ora e Giorni, Hours and Days, off the Agarra la Onda album, Catch the Wave. Those guys formed in 1998 in Turin. 11 studio albums for those guys. Don't play them enough. They're very, very good. Then you heard Roy Pecky and Aratuska from Sicily, from Augusta on the Sicilian Isle. Lusky Nerds, Shady Nerds, off their Baciamo le Mani album from 2001. They've done 6 studio albums. Baciamo le Mani means let's kiss your hands. Must be a Pope thing. And then you heard Shandon out of Milano, 2002, Washing Machine. How good's that track? Not So Happy to Be Sad is the name of their 6th album. They have done 9 albums, plus a couple of best-ofs. I think they released a best-of 25 years on the road, and then 5 years later, 30 years on the road, but didn't release anything in between. So I didn't check the track list, and I think they're probably the same. Well, who knows? So Shandon from 2002, Washing Machine. How good was that? Italian triple play there. I will keep going. I will dive into certain countries compilation albums, because I think it's a pretty cool way to start the show. If you've got any suggestions, hit me up! Facebook, Twitter, Sky Nation Radio, and Instagram, although I haven't put anything on Instagram for weeks, probably. Look up Beefy's Ska Club, and I'm there. So thank you to everyone that has been in touch. Quite open to your suggestions. I was actually thinking I should have probably done an Irish triple play, really, shouldn't I? Perhaps Ireland is on the list coming up, because it was St. Patrick's Day yesterday. I just got to remind everyone, St. Patrick was Welsh. Yeah, they haven't even got their own patron saint, the Irish. Anyway, I will pay tribute to St. Patrick's Day with a band that have kind of burst onto the ska scene, and I don't think they're really a ska band, but they do obviously love it. These guys actually do a podcast. Their track last year, The Ga, The Ska, and The Ra, got to number 5 in Beefy's Top 30 of 2024. And last year, I'm not sure whether this track was on the album, but they did their own St. Patrick's Day tribute track, honouring, I don't know, a track about St. Patrick. This is the Two Johnnies. They're out of County Tipperary. This track is quite simply St. Patrick Drove a Honda Civic. My name is Beefy. You are tuned into Ska Nation Radio with Beefy, the world's number one ska radio show.
St. Patrick came to Ireland in the 5th century. He went for a stroll, had a chicken roll on O'Connell Street.
He rounded up all the snakes from Belfast, Cork and Kerry. Drove them down to Rosslare town and stuck them on a P&O ferry.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Well, there's one thing he loved the most. St. Patrick drove a Honda Civic. He put the boot down.
And coming into Westport said there's some snakes round this town.
He blessed every inch of Ireland and all the people in it.
And drove out the snakes with no brakes in his 99 blue Civic. With Coop Cullen, he invented the snack box and taught the drums to Larry Mullen.
St. Patrick had a cousin in New York. He was a blocklayer. Pa went on IJ1 and taught them all a few players. He invented jiving, had a John Deere,
did the first cut of silage and went on the beer.
St. Patrick drove a Honda Civic. There's still a few above in the doll. St. Patrick drove a Honda Civic. He put the boot down.
And coming into Westport said there's some snakes round this town.
He blessed every inch of Ireland and all the people in it.
And drove out the snakes with no brakes in his 99 blue Civic.
Go party, go party, go party, go party, go party, go.
Yes, the Kitty Hawks World Tonight. Now, if you're in Melbourne on Saturday, the Kitty Hawks are doing a free gig at the Penny Black with Westall 66. There's some stand-up comedian as well. Penny Black, Saturday night. Great stuff if you're in Melbourne. Before that, the two Johnnies were celebrating St. Paddy's Day yesterday. And their track from last year's St. Paddy's Day, St. Patrick Drove a Honda Civic. Like the two Johnnies, I get the idea of the repetition of the ska back line there. Awesome stuff. I really do need to check more of the two Johnnies out because, they are floating my boat in terms of what they do musically. And that could be two very big outliers there, but you never know with these Irish lads. If they fancy the ska, they fancy the ska. That's all you got to say. Alrighty, new releases now. Yeah, let's go new releases. Seven of Ska out of Brisbane. They have a new single out. I think it's like their fourth new single of the year already, which is great news for these guys. They are embracing lyrics. They've been an instrumental band for a long time, and they decided in the past 12 months they were going to introduce more lyrical content. And this is another one with a bit of lyrical content. Seven of Ska out of Brisbane, brand new every morning.
On my way. this town. So sad, it's kind of funny, and it's getting me down.
They're not really a ska band, but they're Australian. They're from Sydney, and they've just released a new album. The band are called The Hot Potato Band. The new album is called Far From Shore. I've taken Not Coming Home off that album. Very, very nice. Like I said, not really a ska band, more of a brass funk collective. If you ever get opportunity to see Hot Potato Band live, you should do so. They are fantastic. Very, very good. Do throw a few ska songs in every now and again, as you would with a six-piece horn section. And a few of their members have been in ska bands as well. May even currently be in ska bands. I'm not 100% sure, but there you go. Brand new from Hot Potato Band. If you do like a bit of funk, brass funk collective, Hot Potato Band are up your street. Far From Shore is the new album. Before that, Seven of Ska out of Brisbane. Brand new single from those guys. I reckon it's their fourth single already this year. Perhaps a album is on the way. Every Morning was the name of that one. Great to see a couple of new releases from Australian bands there. We'll probably do a couple more new releases a bit later on. We'll definitely do them in Ska Pod number 2. That is for sure. But for now, I'm going to jump right in to On This Day in Ska, because after playing Hot Potato Band and knowing this was coming up, I thought, yeah, we'll join these two up. On This Day in 2020, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra put out their Treasures kind of best of compilation. And you'll never believe this, today, Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra No Border Hits 2025 to 2001 has just come out. So it's their 35th debut anniversary album, Best of Tokyo Sky Pirates Orchestra. They're just about to hit the road in Australia. I wish it was in Australia. In Japan, they are going to be playing all 47 prefectures across the country over the next, I think it's the next 16 months, in honor of the No Border Hits album that has just come out. If you are traveling in Japan in the next 12 months, then check out Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra's calendar, because there is a chance, you might be able to catch them live. I'm going to hope that I can get myself sorted and get up to Japan and see them. That would be bloody awesome. It really, really would. Anyway, like I said, on this day in 2020, they released Treasures, another best of. They just put out albums all the time. They just released their 35th album called 35, and they've been going 35 years. Tremendous. I've gone to the top of the Treasures album. Track number 2 is called Ribbon. It features Moral Distraída. I don't know who Moral Distraída is. Anyway, this is, it echoes my want for diversity on this show. Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra released Treasures on this day in 2020, but the Ribbon EP came out in 2019. Enjoy.
Y cargarnos uno al otro sin sentir. ¡Sí! El mismo viento despejándonos la cara. De orilla a orilla, el mismo mar que nos separa. Y en las noches veo el destello de tu risa reflejándose al cantar la melodía de esta nueva amanecer. Si tú me das esta segunda, puedo ir y seguir. Y si corremos con la calle a toda velocidad. Y si saltamos con arriba de la normalidad. Rompemos a patadas la muralla de la soledad para volver a empezar. Y es que se explota en mi boca la arenga feliz. Una batalla que te hace sonreír. Estar a reconocernos unidos por el mismo
y dónde, que yo te ponga mi nombre, que voy como corresponde. Ya no soy un tipo que se esconde con esa distancia, que avanza, que no aguanta más redundancia. De red social falta lo real, falta la mirada más esencial, falta el calor de tu mano, la sonrisa más honesta que hay, la palabra universal, la melodía que estrecha distancia, sonando por arriba.
sweet when I come sweep you off your feet. You won't think I'm such a creep when I change your mind. I was nice and you were cold. You were bored when I was bold. I just want my jellies rolled when I change your mind. You don't want me, at least not in that way. You don't want me, and that drives me crazy. Your ignoring hurts my pride. Don't you want my pleasure ride? I got to have you by my side when I change your mind. Skip a beat when you haul your tired ass across the street. I'd sell myself for an airplane seat now that I changed your mind. You don't want me, at least not in that way. You don't want me, and that drives me crazy. Daddy, don't you blow your top, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I just happened to play these guys 2 weeks ago, just on a whim. And like London buses, we wait for ages and ages and ages, and then two come along in the space of a couple of minutes. When I Change Your Mind by the Cherry Poppin' Daddies, off the same album as I played Dr. Bones, Zoot Suit Riot, 1997. Released on this day in 1997 out of Eugene, Oregon. Just proves I need to kind of start looking ahead in the diary when the albums are coming out. But I don't play Cherry Poppin' Daddies enough. And the fact that we've waited this long for a second helping, then so be it. It's not as though I'm ramming it down your throat every other week, is it? Not at all. Unlike, I feel like I am ramming Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra down your throat, because when you've released 35 albums, right, that means there's one every other week. There's a good bloody chance they're going to be on This Day in Ska, and they regularly pop up on This Day in Ska. Why not? They're a great band. One of the greatest ska bands of all time. Ribbon, the Ribbon EP, came out in 2019, but it didn't come out on this day. Treasures, the best of that came out in 2020, came out on this day. Ribbon was track 2, and it features Moral Distraída. I'm not quite sure who Moral Distraída is. They clearly speak Spanish, so I'm probably saying that totally wrong. Distraída. Great stuff from Tokyo Ska Paradise Orchestra there. Must a plug, talking about seminal albums. On this day in 1996, Evil Doers Beware came out. Evil Doers Beware was their third album. Great tracks like Mendoza, Beer Song, Miss Michigan, Suburban Homesick Blues, all on this album. But I've gone for a live version of You, which is actually a single that came out in 1998. It was kind of a double A-side, doesn't matter, with a cover of The Freshman. Yes, that Verve Pipe classic. Alrighty, Mustard Plug News as well. They have just been announced to play Supernova this year, which is an awesome addition. They are also going on tour with the Pie Tasters and Bouncing Souls, and that's later in the year. Pie Tasters have been added to Supernova as well. But Mustard Plug are also playing in Canada. They got a few dates up there in Ontario and Quebec, actually, playing with Faintest Idea, Planet Smashers, and Big Dina Kids Table. Oh, that's a dream gig, that is. That should be very, very good. And throughout March, they are on the road with the Pie Tasters, Flying Raccoon Suit. And like I said, later in the year, they're playing a couple of festivals, Portland, Oregon Waterfront Park, Punk in the Park, and at the National Western Center Stockyards in Denver, Colorado in July. So I must have plugged. Great to see those guys busy. Very, very nice guys as well, but also some of the doyens of the ska scene in the States for the past, let's face it, the past 30 plus years. Alrighty, let's hear it. Released on this day, Evil Doers Beware, the third album from Mustard Plug. I'm going for a live version of You.
Say you want more.
Yeah, not a ska song, but seminal all the same. Released on this day in 1977, White Riot by The Clash. Their debut single only got to number 38 in the UK charts. It was the sign of things to come. We can't ignore The Clash's contribution to ska punk and the scene in the UK in the late 70s, early 80s. They were a seminal part of what was going on. Introduced a lot of reggae to a lot of white guys, put it that way. Before that, Mustard Plug. Evil Doers Beware came out on this day in 1996. I chose a live version of You. And like I mentioned, they have just been added to Supernova along with the Pie Tasters. Supernova is shaping up to be one hell of a festival. That's all for On This Day in Ska, but is it? Well, it kind of is, actually. I've kind of blended On This Day in Ska with bands you didn't know played ska. And a little bit closer to home, Painters and Dockers. They put out an album, I think in about 1986, called Bucket. It got re-released on this day in 2022. Painters and Dockers were kind of in the Australian, I'm going to say punk, it wasn't really punk rock, rock scene, and used a lot of influences of what was going on ska-wise. In fact, they had a full horn section, quite a couple of, well, a few of their songs are ska-like, ska-adjacent we like to use. This one is pretty similar, hence why I'm throwing them into bands you didn't know played ska. And On This Day in Ska, 1986, Bucket, a live Painters and Dockers album, came out, got re-released on this day via the vinyl method. Is that a thing? The vinyl method? It should be. It's pretty cool. Oh, we're doing it via the vinyl method. Yes, on this day in 2022, Bucket was re-released on vinyl. Painters and Dockers, track one of Bucket, Kill, Kill, Kill. Live. Bands you didn't know played ska.
Make a scene, bump off the dean. Give it up for the girls, ladies and gentlemen.
BB's cover of the week now, baby. BB's cover of the week.
Cover of the week. If you recognize that voice, you may be a fan of bands like Club Ska or Melbourne Ska Orchestra. Yes, Pat Powell, or Patu as his other performing name is. Omega Man! That came out a few weeks ago now. It's a cover of the Mental as Anything track, If You Leave Me, Can I Come Too? Very, very good. I've been meaning to play that for a couple of weeks now, and it just didn't quite fit in with what I was doing, so good that I can put it as Beefy's cover of the week. Check out Omega Man. Doing a bit more reggae stuff at the moment than ska. I had a bit of a run of ska stuff last year, and obviously early this year as well, but it's changed it up a little bit, which is fine, just means I don't get to play him as much. Before that, Painters and Dockers, the last kind of On This Day in Ska, plus bands you didn't know played ska. Kill Kill Kill, a live version of their Bucket album, which came out in 1986, but got re-released on this day in 2022, and I just found out that Kill 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 was released as a single in 1985. Man, we want to get Painters and Dockers playing either a Beefy Ska show or even at Ska Nation or something along those lines. I'm going to jump back to new releases right now. Buster Shuffle out of London, England, has just released the third single off the new album. The new album will get released on the 28th of March. Master Plan is the third single. I've played the other two so far. It is shaping up to be an absolute cracker. Also, if you want to jump in on the pre-sales, they are trying to get into the UK charts. So I believe they've sold close to 3,000 albums so far, which is kind of on the borderline to getting in the charts. So if you want to, if you're a Buster Shuffle fan, and you should be, I love them, you should too, and you want to get the new album, I'm guessing there's a website, Buster Shuffle, where you can buy the album. Perhaps it's even on Bandcamp. I haven't checked that out. Anyway, order the album and hopefully Buster Shuffle can get in the charts. They have a load of festivals lined up, including Stone Valley this year, featuring our very own Sunny Coast Rude Boys are heading over to play Stone Valley. Anyway, Buster Shuffle, the new single Master Plan, the album Together will be out on March 28th. Please help. If you want to buy the album, jump on the Buster Shuffle website. It'll point you in the right direction. And hopefully that album may get in the UK charts. Anyway, awesome stuff from Buster Shuffle, Master Plan.
We'll make it out of here. I know we can escape. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Oh, my commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life.
She called me in a panic to sound the alarm. The lieutenant and Gladys on their rise. That's correct, she's my wife, and in particular her national defense is of Panama. Oh, 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 commanding wife, no way she let me respirar. My house is an arsenal, she want to destroy my life.
Oh, my commanding wife, she want to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife, she want to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife, she wants to destroy my life.
Won't she fire the Korean guns in my heart? In case I wanna fall in love. The money of the missile, she can tear me apart. She wanna me a buy her a bomba nuclear.
Oh, 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 commanding wife, no way she let me respirar. She tells me ni un paso atrás.
Don't believe what she's doing to me. Oh, my woman police. She half a big badge and control of the law. Pero I dominated in the best with the law. And to the other girls who wanna get a pistola. Ella me queda mi to fire in a place especial. A USA, ella who wants to make all the laws. When it comes time for loving to the vision and the boss. Dedicated to the women who enjoy a pistola. Because they make queda mi to fire in a place original. To all esa, ya le daré half in Panama. Yo, voy pa' allá, yo. She want to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife. She want to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife. She want to destroy my life. Oh, my commanding wife. She want to destroy my life.
Back to back, belly to belly.
Why's that blood belly causing so many women?
Back to back, belly to belly.
Why do they end up with me, caballero?
Back to back, belly to belly.
Wanna lock me away like a slave in a prison?
Back to back.
Will they ever set me free?
Uh-huh.
Why's the blood belly causing so many women? Why do they end up with me?
Uh-huh.
Wanna lock me away like a slave in a prison? Will they ever set me free?
Sam, why Sam, Guara, dollar. Sam, why Sam, Guara, dollar, why?
Okay.
Live Save Ferris. Reason I played that, Goodbye off the It Means Everything album came out in, what year was that, 1998. On this week, Monique from Save Ferris was reminiscing a little bit because Goodbye was at number 39 on the US charts for the week ending March 14, 1998. Awesome album. If you've not checked out the early Save Ferris stuff, and It Means Everything is probably the one album you need to go to, go and get it because it is so, so good. Monique's currently touring with a new band, put it that way, doing all the classics of Save Ferris and doing a very, very good job, by the way. Kind of upholding the legacy of Save Ferris, because they were a very, very important band. They were in, what was that film, 10 Things I Hate About You, other John Hughes movies as well, I'm guessing. So, big part of the US ska scene and the third wave explosion of the late 90s. Before that, from Chitre in Panama, Los Rabanes, My Commanding Wife, the English version of the En Directo album from 2015, and Buster Shuffle, a brand new single called Master Plan. The new album Together is out on the 28th of March. If you want to help Buster Shuffle get in the UK charts, then you've got a couple of days still to jump on the Buster Shuffle website or Bandcamp and buy the album, or pre-buy, I should say. Alrighty, that's it for the first part of Ska Nation Radio with Beefy. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. I've not really chatted too much in depth between tracks, and just trying to get on with it, really. just trying to make things run a bit smoother, run to time, and not get too carried away. I'm going to finish up the first helping of ska with a Jamaican classic from Byron Lee and the Dragonairs from 1969, Elizabethan reggae. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Thank you for being part of Beefy's Ska Cult. Tell your friends, share the gospel of ska. Byron Lee and the Dragonairs.
Hey there, Beefy.
Hey, Rob.
Do you have nothing to do all the time?
Yes, I've got nothing to do all the time, Rob.
Well, guess what? I've found something that you can do with your nothing time.
What's that, Rob?
Listen to a great podcast called 365 Days of Sport.
Right.
It stars you and me.
Oh, wow.
So, other people can listen to it besides the people who are on it.
Yeah.
If you want.
Get it wherever you get your podcast from. We're on Spotify too. 365 Days of Sport. It's the podcast you never knew you wanted to listen to.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.